everyone. Thank you so much for joining us. I am Dr. Sharon H. Porter, Leadership Development Coach and Coordinator for the Assistant Principal Induction Program for the Office of Talent Development in Prince George's County Public Schools. And this is the Assistant Principal Induction Program Leadership Chat, also known as the APIP Leadership Chat. And today we are meeting Cohort 5 APIP participant Markita Kennedy. Ms. Markita A. Kennedy is a 1997 graduate from the Academy of Law Strand at Largo Senior High School in Prince George's County, Maryland. She attended Morgan State University with a major in political science and transferred after one semester to the University of Maryland at College Park, where she earned a bachelor's in criminology and criminal justice in 2001. While attending the University of Maryland, she became the first black female seasonal police officer with the Ocean City Police Department. She has served as a classroom teacher at Fort Foote Elementary, Carmody Hills Elementary, and Lake Arbor Elementary. In 2009, Markita went on to earn her master's degree in special education from Bowie State University. She has contributed to servicing the special education population as an IEP chairperson and a comprehensive special education program coordinator at Thomas Stone Elementary and Benjamin Stoddard Middle School. She has worked as a dean of students for grades 9 through 12 in a Washington, D.C. charter high school. Ms. Kennedy also worked as a parent and community engagement specialist at Oxon Hill Middle School. Ms. Kennedy was recently hired as an assistant principal to join the Samuel Ogle Middle School Rams family in Bowie, Maryland. It is her dream to earn her doctoral degree and to become a teacher retention consultant for school districts in the future. Markita, congratulations and welcome to the APIP Leadership Chat.
Thank you.
Absolutely. So, Markita, why did you want to become an assistant principal?
Oh, my goodness. So I've wanted to become an assistant principal because I've always aspired to assist in the professional development and the collaboration with staff, families, community partners, with our main goal in increasing student achievement.
Great. Oh, my goodness. So you have held so many positions. Who has been an educational mentor to you?
So I've had quite a bit of educational mentors. My former kindergarten teacher is actually a mentor teacher in the county. His name is Mr. Victor Turner. He gave me my first birthday party when I was 5 years old. My former special education instructional specialist, Dr. Indira Acker, that has been my mentor since I've come into special education when she was one of my first SICEs. My current speech and language pathologist, Ronnie Watkins, she's played an integral role in me coming into administration here at Thomas Stone Elementary School. And my dissertation chair at Bowie State University, Professor Dr. Ann Hilliard, has also played an integral role in my growth. So there are quite a few folks that have played very mentorship times, because I went to over 20 elementary schools growing up. So I've had quite a bit of leaders that have really sewn into me over the years.
Phenomenal. So what specifically in your educational career do you feel has most prepared you for this new role of assistant principal?
So I feel that the leaders that I've been blessed to collaborate with over the years, they've guided me in my career experiences, and these are my principals, different teacher leaders, instructional leaders, colleagues. Each of them has played a major role in my elementary, middle, and high school levels of just sewing into me, getting me prepared for this, whether it was the relationship building, whether it was the communication, whether it was, you know, you need to take this professional development or you need to facilitate this professional development. Because I also did a facilitation of professional development on customer service at Oxon Hill Middle School to build our peace. And at Oxon Hill Middle School, peace is positive energy activates constant elevation. So in helping with that work under the direction of Principal Wendell Coleman, that really helped me to even elevate in all of the work that I've done thus far.
Awesome. So what are you most looking forward to this school year?
Oh, my goodness. So I am going back into the middle school. This will be my third middle school that I'm going into, so I'm excited about getting into that work. I'm most looking forward to supporting the vision and mission of my principal, Principal Glenice Marshall. She has been such a charm and just, you know, kind of, you know, stand back as I'm transitioning or preparing to transition into the work. But just, you know, giving me that open door to say this is what the Rams family is about. I'm looking forward to also building relationships with the staff, students, parents, and community partners. I'm very big on that. My top strength is positivity, and my second strength is woo. And so with positivity and building those positive relationships with the parents and the community, and the woo is just getting to learn, getting a feel of the community that I'm going to be servicing as we focus on increasing student achievement. So whatever that lens looks like as I'm dialoguing throughout the schoolhouse, as I'm dialoguing and collaborating with my principal, ensuring that every part and every aspect of the work that we do is supporting Principal Marshall, that's what I'm most looking forward to doing.
Awesome. I tell you, I wish you nothing but success this year, and I thank you and congratulations again.
Thank you so much, Dr. Porter. I appreciate you as well and all that you do to support the work.
Thank you. And, guys, this has been another Meet APIP Cohort 5. Again, Marquita Kennedy, she is the assistant principal at Samuel Ogle Middle School, and this is the APIP Leadership Chat. Please follow APIP across all social media platforms at APIP PGCPS.